and good morning, everybody. It is the Buzzer Beater here on Saturday. It's October the 26th, and cooler weather is on the way, and hopefully Mizzou football will warm up a little bit, but a tough task.
They're gonna need to warm up quite a bit. Tough trip tonight or this afternoon to Alabama. Not going to be easy at all as we get ready for the fall edition. I mean, baby, we're talking the end of high school football, and guess what's right around the corner?
Oh, basketball.
Basketball!
Absolutely. We do have a couple of ladies in here from the Mexico Lady Bulldogs basketball team. As a matter of fact, head coach Mackenzie Mudd in the house. Claire Hudson is here as well, and Landry Teal. And good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm glad to have you guys in here. As a matter of fact, we are the end of the football season last night, the regular season, but basketball is going to be starting up soon. Coach, tell us a little bit about this season, maybe some of the returning players and kind of what to expect, if you will.
Well, we did lose six seniors, but I think that we have some pretty good freshmen coming in to replace some of the roles that need to be filled. Four seniors this year. Claire will be back as a 3-year starter now? 4-year starter. Three. It's been too long. Landry, Hannah Lloyd, a couple juniors that'll give us some good minutes this year. Grace Hudson will be a sophomore, so that'll be helpful too with that 1 year under her belt. And definitely some promising freshmen coming up.
No doubt about it. When does practice get underway?
We start November 4th.
November the 4th. So next week is the dead week, if yes. you will, and then November 4th rolls
dun,
around.
Dun, dun.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
We're going to talk to you a little bit about the schedule. There's a schedule change that we're going to talk about here in a minute, but we want to bring in Claire Hudson, who had a big announcement on social media yesterday. We're going to break the news here this morning on the sports show. You're going to be furthering your basketball playing career. Tell everybody where you chose to play at for next year, if you will.
I'm going to go to Kirkwood in Iowa.
Kirkwood in Iowa. All right. Tell us a little bit about the school and why you chose Kirkwood.
I chose Kirkwood because when I visited there, it was a super, rural community. It felt very much like Mexico. The other school that I was looking at was Webster in St. Louis, so a lot bigger area, and I don't like the city. Webster felt just more relaxed, and the scholarship opportunities there were better. And then it also is a 2-year, so it can allow me to get into pharmacy school faster. I can get my undergraduates done in 2 years and then transfer to pharmacy school.
That is super exciting. We're going to talk to you about your upcoming season here in a moment, but we want to bring in Landry Teal to the conversation this morning. Landry, tell us a little bit about your season, this season, and what you've done in the offseason to get ready for this year.
Yeah, I've been putting some shots up and going to the gym. Been working, getting ready for the season.
Absolutely. Remind us of the position that you play and, tell us a little bit about what you expect, your goals for the season, if you will.
Yeah, I am big man down. So I've been working on, posting up, getting stronger, and being able to put up more shots down below.
So when you say you work on posting up, who are you working against yourself? Are you working against other teammates?
Yeah. So my brother, he is a lot smaller than me, but whenever he just puts his arms up, it challenges me a little bit more. But okay. I have some friends that I have gone with before, Peyton Shaw. Me and her are about the same, so.
You know, as someone who watches basketball, it drives me crazy when I watch girls warm up before, not girls, when I watch teams warm up, and it's not a girl, or it's across both girls and boys, and I see a big man out shooting threes before the game, and I'm like, sitting there thinking, why are you shooting threes and not practicing what you're getting ready to do? Because really what you want to do in that pregame is practice those moves that you're going to be working on during the game. And it just frustrates the heck out of me when I see that. Have you been working on actually trying to turn and shoot? And because, honestly, your best opportunity is going to be a catch and shoot or somewhere where you're trying to get a man to go one way and then turn him to go the other way. Have you been working on that kind of move?
Yeah. If I shoot a three-pointer, I will most likely airball. So
I don't think I'm going to try that way. not worried about that.
Coach Mudd, you have a new member of the coaching staff this season. She is a familiar face.
We know this woman.
Yes, we do. She played for you. Tell us about that.
Yes, so last year Jennifer Barnett was an assistant. She moved up to an administrative role in the district, so she had to give up her coaching duty. And
you didn't ax her, is what you're
saying.
No,
I did not.
Okay.
She moved into a new job, but with that opening, and kind of looked at who some people were in the district that could fill it, and Reagan Smith, who played for me in middle school and high school, just started teaching at Hawthorne, and sent her a message, talked to her for a little bit, and she agreed to hop on board.
Very exciting.
Middle school and high school. Man, Mackenzie's getting old.
A little bit.
Second year as the head coach of the Mexico girls, some of your goals for the team this season?
Yeah, build on a lot of things that we did well last year, and I know like I have a long list of things that I feel like I could have done better last year that I want to change this year to benefit them. I think we started a lot of really good things. We have a lot of potential in a lot of areas, and I think that the girls are all really invested and they want to have a successful year. We have a lot of opportunity this year. A lot of our conference schools are down compared to last year, so I think there's a good chance for us to make a good run this year.
I know we talked during the season last year, you were a little disappointed in participation from the summer. How was participation this summer?
It wasn't bad. We had three shootouts. A couple of them we were low on players. A lot of freshmen showed up, which was nice. One of them, I think we had like 14 girls that were able to show up. It does get problematic with summer school. Most of the shootouts are during summer school, and if you miss summer school, you don't get your credit. So getting them able to come on those days got a little difficult, but I do feel like we had some really good outings this summer.
I was looking at your schedule and completely thrown off because it says the Gary Filbert Classic is taking place on November the 23rd. Normally, this is a December game, right before everybody goes on Christmas break. Right. A little bit of a change this year. Tell us a little bit about that.
From what I know, I think a lot of it had to do with competing shootouts in December. This also gives us a non-conference shootout-style first game to kind of start off your season. And I think that was part of the factor, but also getting teams that were able to come in December was getting harder. So this way opened up the opportunity to do it on a different weekend.
Sure. Your opponent for the Filbert Classic?
We're playing Van Far. We've played them for the last, I think, 3 years.
Van Far. All right. You know, Claire, I didn't talk to you about your goals going into this senior season. You've had a very terrific last couple of seasons, scoring quite a bit and being a leader on this team. What are some of your goals? Is it a conference championship? Is it a district championship? What are some of the things that you're telling your teammates?
I think both of those things are within reach. We made it to the semifinals in districts last year. And then we made it past that, too. But Moberly's going to be down, so that won't be as tough of a matchup for us. But I also think with the people that we do have coming in, I hope we don't have to restart this season. I think we'll be able to pick up where we left off a little bit, and it won't be the first month of practice. We can move past some of the simpler things, and then that'll really help us get to the point where we were maybe the third month last year. A lot quicker, so the beginning of the games are like better prepared for.
Sure. Maybe some of the last times that you're playing some of these NCMC teams, you know, the rivalries that are there. Fulton, any thoughts on that, and maybe where Mexico might fit in a different conference in the future? We're going to put that over to Coach Mudd. Claire, throw that microphone over there real quick.
I'm not sure. I've had some conversations with our AD, and he said he has some different leads he's exploring. He assured me we do have options, and he is going to make sure wherever we end up is in the best interest of all of us. So I'm confident that we'll find somewhere. Not sure where. Maybe it'll include some current people that we play against. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But I guess we're all just kind of on edge waiting to see where we end up because I don't really know.
No doubt about it. Any teams that come to mind that are going to be up towards the top of the conference this year? Kirksville girls always come to mind. Kind of the scouting Marbley, report on obviously. The NCMC.
Yeah. Yeah. Marbley will definitely be down. Graduated a lot of their talent, new coach this year, so that's something to kind of feel out. I think Hannibal will be decent again. They still have some strong shooters. Fulton has their best player returning. They challenged us last year, but I don't think that they're out of reach for us to beat. Kirksville, I feel like we should do fine against Marshall the same way.
Yeah. So we're going to win a conference crown.
I don't think it's out of reach.
What does that mean?
It's not impossible.
I'm not going to say we're going to.
So can we book it? Is that what we're saying? We're going to book it. Said here.
I'm not
going to
jinx us. I'm just going to say I think it's possible.
All right. Well, the start of the season is just around the corner. We certainly appreciate you all coming in this morning. We want to wish you the best of luck on the season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Mackenzie Mudd, Claire Hudson, Landry Teal from Mexico Lady Bulldogs Basketball, our guests this morning on the Buzzer Beater. We're going to come back with the roundtable, and we're going to talk about game one of the World Series, a walk-off last night.
It was, too.
It was a crazy
Gibson-ish.
Game. The final regular season games of the football season. We'll go over some scores there, and we'll try and figure out where Mexico's going to be next week for football. We think we know, and we're going to be on the road. We'll talk about that next as Sports Talk continues on AM 1340 KXEO.